I'd like to say I've got Anthony and Maria Trez, is it? Am I right in saying that?
Maria Trez.
Maria Trez joining me in studio, founder, of course, of the Farmer, Ardmore Farmers Market, I should say. And thanks for joining us, guys, on this Tuesday morning. I suppose, Anthony, I'll start with yourself. How long has the Farmers Market been going in Ardmore?
This is our sixth year now. We started off humbly enough. It kind of all started. Myself and Mary Trez were make your own pate and onion marmalade and that kind of thing. And we were in two markets, and it was going okay. It was, you know, but we were kind of thinking the footfall, whatever, we could, is there anywhere else we could go? And we were keeping an eye out for bigger markets and things. And one day we decided, God, you know what, Ardmore could do with a market, you know. And Mary Trez's father, Dick Power, he has a field there right next to the beach, which is also next to a car park. And we said that'd be some location. And Mary Trez said it to him, and he said, yeah, go ahead with it. And we started off very, very small. We think six stalls, is it, Mary Trez?
Yeah.
Six stalls. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And sure, we've 20-odd stalls now at the moment, and we're turning more away than we're actually taking on, because we just couldn't take on everything, couldn't fit them all in. So that's kind of where we're at now. It's kind of full to capacity, and we have a nice healthy variety of stuff, and it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose for people coming down to Ardmore throughout the summer, it's always a friendly location to come down to, and I suppose this is one of the things, Mary, that draws people to Ardmore, is the farmers market of the weekend.
Oh, definitely. Like every Sunday morning down in Ardmore now, it's like a mini festival in the field. Like, alongside it now, we do have the carboot as well, which is, it gives a great variety. People come down directly for the carboot and end up going into the market or vice versa, and the footfall is amazing every Sunday.
I suppose farmers markets, Anthony, is definitely a thing to have come on in the last couple of years without people noticing very much, but they're becoming popular again.
They are. I think it's a great way for someone who's interested in producing a product, but they're not ready for the step to go to retail, because that's a huge step financially and everything else with it. So to start off in a farmer's market is ideal. So like, it's low cost to get in. You can get going. You can find your feet, and then take it from there. We've had a couple of stalls now over the last few years that started in a market and ended up in retail. I think we had one woman from Dunmore East, Mary Merritt. She was baking her own bread, and she used to bake bread all through the night, so to be fresh in the morning. Fierce dedication, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what she was doing. She was doing it from home. She started off in the market, and now she's her own bakery below in Dunmore East. She started with the market, and now she is her own establishment below in Dunmore East. So she took the next step. We've Keane Hawes from Pure Food. Now, he didn't start with us, but we were definitely one of the bigger markets for him. And he started off in farmers markets. He's now in Super Value, and he's gone to the next level again. So that's to me, they're success stories. You know, I love to see that happening. I love to see someone coming, starting off, and watch them grow and take it to the next level in afterwards, you know. So it's the bigger picture. It's much more than just a farmer's market. It's someone's livelihood, you know, and I love to be a part of that.
I suppose it's something unique as well, the farmer's market, because anyone local, or any farmer's market locally, I suppose, Mahon is in the shopping centre, Middleton's beside the Super Value, Dungarvan's in the middle of town, I think it is as well.
Yeah.
This is actually in a field.
Yeah.
It's actually something unique.
Yeah.
Mary?
Yeah, oh no, it's incredible. Like so many people, they don't realise it until they actually come into the market, and you can look out the bay. It's just amazing, like, you know, and it's great atmosphere. And like, you see people now coming up from the beach and everything, and getting their burrito and going back down the beach, and do you know, it's amazing.
You have 20 different stalls there at the moment.
Yeah.
You've a lot of varieties.
Yeah, God, we've everything. We've everything from vegetables to Thai sauces. We've James and Foley there. They grow the local potatoes, growing there more salt at the market. We've Eileen and James O'Donnell. They do the carrots. They're growing in Ardmore again, salt in Ardmore. That's what we love, you know. And we've stalls in from surrounding areas, coming from, we'll say, West Waterford, East Cork area, you know. And there's the list is endless. We have the cheese style, knock Lara cheese.
Yeah.
We've all believe from here on y'all, Anthony Lawton, he comes out. Now that's more the crafty side of things, but that's another good story. Like, he has a shop here in y'all, and he comes out to the market on a Sunday, and I was speaking to him there recently, and I was kind of saying, God, Anthony, you're working 7 days a week, you know? And he goes, he doesn't even see the Sunday in Ardmore as a day's work. He says it's just more relaxing than anything else because you're right next to the beach. And he said that it's advertisement too for his shop, you know, because people come and they say, God, where else can we find you? And he'd say, I'm in y'all, you know? And that's what he finds it a great way of promoting his business, you know? So, yeah, we've a great variety of stuff. We've everything, and it's a great variety of people as well. You know, you
get some great characters down there, all right.
You did. There were some fantastic people down there, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've gotten to know, we've, some of them stalls are with us 6 years, and then as the years go by, you lose a couple, you'll gain a couple. But we have a good few stalls down there that have been with us from day one, and you become very friendly with these people, you know.
Yeah.
And the last Sunday, which was last Sunday now, again, till next June again, you're saying your goodbyes for months, like.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, you know yourself, it's I ended up spending the whole day down there last Sunday going around talking to everyone, because you know what you do, you get very attached to these people.
Definitely.
Make great friends out of it. So, yeah.
As you say, you've got some great characters down there, all right. Every Sunday, the Farmers Market is on throughout the months of June, July and August. And of course, you go for the Pattern Festival as well, again, which was another huge success down there as well.
Yeah, Pattern was good now this year, yeah.
Oh, the Pattern Festival is fantastic.
Yeah, it draws a fierce crowd, yeah.
Great thing for Ardmore, like, you know, and like the committee, they do a fantastic job. Like the amount of events that they arrange for the weekend is incredible. Like, and each event, then you'd always see a committee member there if there's any issues. And like myself now, I brought the two kids out to the primary school on the Saturday, and there was some amount of stuff out there. The organisation was just brilliant, absolutely fantastic, and onwards and upwards for them.
It's great. Great, and they. With the farmers market side of it, we just run our side of things as normal, but we do the extra day on a Saturday, and it all ties in well together. You know, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for the stall holders as well. You know that they get this extra boost on the Pattern Day. You know, so we're delighted that it's there. It's great.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Just speaking to a couple of people that be in tourism, I was down in Killarney last week, and they said tourism has been brilliant, the best in years they've had down there. What's it been like in Ardmore past summer?
This summer the weather's everything. I found this summer was by far in the market our busiest summer since we started.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. You couldn't have asked for more. Ardmore was absolutely beautiful this year. You know, it's definitely been the best summer I can remember.
Oh, definitely. Like, and like the families that came down with their picnic blankets now, and they were just stayed in the middle of the field, happy out all day, and it was just.
It became a fierce meeting point, you know. People, for locals and holidaymakers alike, like you have the caravan park there now, and you have the campervan park, and they all seem to come down on a Sunday, and they all meet up, they all have their coffee, they'll throw a picnic blanket down the ground, they'll sit down and relax. All the locals will come down, especially if you see when mass is over. The crowd comes over the church and goes straight into the field, and they could spend an hour in there chatting to their neighbours and friends, drinking a cup of tea, they'll buy their bit of veg and whatever, and then they'll head off home, you know. And it's become a real meeting point, you know. And it's kind of only hitting home there over the last 2 years how important it actually is to people.
Definitely, and
we have the bit of music on the field there some days. I'm always inviting buskers in, so if you want to come in and play a tune, work away, you're more than welcome, you know. And it's just a great atmosphere, a great family atmosphere, and it's safe. That's what I find is very important down there. It's fair safe. There's no traffic. You go in, it's a field, it's fenced off. You can go in, you can let your kids run right around the place, and you can relax for an hour, you know, and there's no fear of them.
And so, I suppose you mentioned about people endorsing it. It was endorsed recently as well by WLRFM, because there was a public vote for the best farmers market, or best market in Waterford.
Yeah, that's right.
You picked up the award?
Yeah, WLR done their a public vote there yesterday on best market, and lo and behold, we got it in. It was good. We were delighted to get it.
Yeah.
So
It just endorses the, you know, how good the Ardmore market is, and it's not just, I suppose, Waterford people, because I hear a lot of Tipperary and Cork people coming down just to go to Ardmore for it.
Yeah. We found now over the last few years like that, the people are just coming from everywhere to come down to Ardmore. Ardmore alone, but down to the market as well, like, you know, and we're just finding it fantastic.
Yeah, we're delighted to be part of, we'll say, promoting Ardmore too, because it is a beautiful place. It's, it's one of the hidden gems of Ireland, I think, you know, and if we can get the word out there that there's a lot of stuff to do in Ardmore, and if we can be just one of those things that people come to see, then it's an extra, and it's an extra, you know, thing to do, and we're delighted to be a part of that. And like I said, Ardmore is a stunning place, you know, and there's so much to do down there. Like you've the open farm, there's the adventure centre, the cliff walk alone people come down for, and if you've got that extra thing on a Sunday, say, God, you know what, we'll go down to the market, and they'll come down and they might see something else, and it's a big circle then, and it's all good. The more people that come in to visit a place, I think they come in, they spend their few pounds, the shops, the bars, pubs, whatever, restaurants, they all do well out of it, you know. So it's just bringing extra footfall in, and if everyone gets a slice of the cake, then well, that's all good.
You know, the sporting world is going well down there. Of course, you've got the Gleasons and the Penders and Councillor Tom Cronin, of course, who's getting the team ready again for 3 weeks' time against the Clashmore in the semi-final. Of course, so
yeah, that'll be
game.
Nothing like a local derby to get the get things going down there, isn't there? Yeah.
I suppose it is the close season. Would you ever think of expanding the Ardmore markets, like time wise, over further in the year?
The first few years we tried it. We started the market in May, and like there is, unfortunately, with schools and everything, like the caravan sites aren't open. There's no great footfall, and the stall holders are the ones that suffer, because especially the baking ones or anybody with produce that would expire. Like, so. And then we also did another year where we went into September, and the same thing again. The schools are open, and it was stall holders that suffered. So we decided then that June, July, and August, you know, starting a high and finishing a high, it's the best way to go. Like, you know.
Yeah, I find that too. If I like to go out on a high every year, I'd hate someone to come down now mid September, and there's only three or four stalls after showing up because the weather might be fantastic or whatever, and they go in with a sour taste in the mouth going, God, this place has gone to dogs. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So look, starting a high, ending a high, and I think everybody goes away then wanting more, and the novelty will never wear off then, you know. So it's working now the last couple of years the way we're doing it, and we're happy with it. And plus, like, you're in the field at the end of the day as well. You're not on a concrete surface or whatever, so you're very reliant on the weather, and we were very lucky now this year, but as you can see already, the weather is starting to change now as it is, like. So we find September you can have good weather, but you can also have a lot of bad weather. So look, we stick to our June, July and August. It's working.
It's working well for you.
It's working for the stall holders, which is more important, you know.
Look, big congratulations to you, because it's definitely a huge success. It's a good story as well for the local community down there as well. Anything else to add in this Tuesday morning?
No, I suppose no. Unfortunately, no. That's it for this year. We finished up last Sunday, and we'll be back in action again for Sunday in June next year. So look, we might come back into late May next year, and we might
absolutely
have
more than welcome to.
We might have more success stories. You never know. One or two more stalls might have made the leap into retail by the end of this year. You never know.
Look, Anthony Marie Trez, well done to you. It's a huge compliment to you, and best luck with it next year. Hopefully we might speak to you then before you open up again in June.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Brilliant.